ways to stay safe when cleaning up heavy snow.
Hire somebody else to do it.
This is from Channel 3. They have a whole long story here, but the thing I found interesting was they spoke to a doctor at the Hospital of Central Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
And he warned citizens to keep their hands away from snow blowers.
I saw three people who did not do that on Facebook yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the old, then it gets clogged.
Oh, yeah.
You reach and get the clog, not thinking, all of a sudden that blade spins and bammo.
Okay, that happened yesterday, or they just posted pictures yesterday?
Yesterday it happened. So I have a couple of people saying, you know, different hospitals. You know, one guy did something stupid in a hospital.
These are your friends.
Yeah, well, yes. I have 5,000 friends, so these are amongst the 5,000 friends, yes.
They sound like they're among the not so bright.
Yes. In that respect, yes.
You're, again, leader of Dum-Dumville.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Someday we're going to cover this planet
I
like
don't
moss.
Know anyone who stuck their hand in a snowblower yesterday.
You know, you get bit.
You know three.
Yeah. Well, they posted, so.
All right.
Things happen.
Well, that's three that posted.
Three that posted, right.
There were some who couldn't post because they didn't have their fingers.
They were smart.
That's right.
I'm not going to post this because then AJ is going to make fun of me tomorrow morning, leader of Dum-Dumville.
Well, some of them couldn't post because they couldn't hold their phone in
and
their
hand. They couldn't get somebody else to post for them. Listen,
I got no balance. I got no thumb.
Can you do me a favor? Can you, when you
hey, doctor,
me up?
Before you stitch me up, can you just take a picture and post
just
it, please?
Post it for me, please.
On my Facebook.
I just want to get a bunch of likes.
Did you really have, and I'm kidding, you have the best friends, by the way. The three people that posted, it all happened yesterday? They had to go to the ER?
Yesterday, yeah. Yep. Yeah, they were cleaning the snow yesterday, and the thing got clogged. And yep.
Are we talking missing fingers here, or
mostly cuts? Like no fingers got taken off.
Okay.
Enough to go to the ER. Yeah, enough to go to the ER.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, enough to hurt themselves.
Wow,
they got a big boo boo today. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a boo boo. Okay.
It's a big boo boo.
A big boo boo.
I call
it's not a
boo
boo. Right.
I'm here, doc, for a boo boo.
No, that's an injury.
That's a traumatic injury.
A boo boo, mommy kisses and makes better.
But you know something? When you
just stop for a second.
Jesus Christ!
How much coffee did you have?
Quite a bit.
He wants to keep saying boo boo.
Go ahead.
When you walk into the ER, they'll take more notes. You say boo boo.
No, they won't.
Then the curiosity is piqued. What kind of boo boo? Then they said, oh, my God, it's an injury.
Did anyone listening have to go to the ER yesterday? 203-882-9757. I'm just wondering.
Right.
Is this a big deal? So what happened? Who are these? What did they post? Did they post a picture?
They post, not a picture of their hand, no. They just, you know, they showed, like, a hospital. You know, like, I mean, someone said someplace, and, like, they, like, you know, they're here.
Yeah.
That type of deal. And then, like, I did something dumb, you know. And then,
can you find one of the posts?
As I read the name. As I read the thread, it became to find out it was a snowblower boo boo. Yes.
It's not a boo boo.
Yeah.
I was picturing the scene from Fargo where it's just white snow and then just a patch of red.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they weren't working with a tree trip, a stump grinder. They were just, you know.
A snowblower will take your fingers off
easily.
Yeah.
I don't think mine will. Mine's pretty old and pretty shot.
I wouldn't test it.
I'm not going to. I'm the leader of Dum-Dumville.
Stupid Monday at 7:30. AJ sticks his hand in a snowblower.
I should put Phil's head in there, actually. Yeah, take a look.
Chaz and AJ.
I don't think it'll fit.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, I cut my finger off yesterday with a snowblower.
No.
Didn't have to go far to find ice to put it in.
Nice.
Okay.
Just packing the snow.
Nah, he's just doing bits.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you sure your friends on Facebook weren't doing bits?
No, it wasn't bits. They were actually...
Is there a photo of blood?
No, they just did the, you know...
Can you find the post? Can we won't say the name, but can we read
it? I can't think of the name, so I got to go through miles of Facebook feed. But I'll take a look.
How do you not see that and say, this is something we're going to talk about tomorrow?
Now it's normal.
It doesn't make me, like, you what are we missing on a daily basis?
People that went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Let me see.
For a snowblower injury. And it doesn't occur to you that maybe this is content.
What's your point?
I don't know. You're right. I shouldn't have a point by now. Yeah,
probably,
it's 27
probably
years
go fast,
of this.
Probably go faster this way.
Did you comment on their post, AJ?
No, I did not. Well, no. One, I did say, yeah, I hope you feel better.
Because if you got a response, you could find that post probably faster by going back into your notifications.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, my neighbor cut his finger off.
Yesterday?
No.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
We'll take that.
He was one of these guys that liked to have a couple cocktails while he was snowblowing and thought he could clean out the chute with his fingers.
No.
Well, you can't do that. You can't do that drunk or sober.
No.
You can't stick your hand in there.
Yeah, that's just a no.
Because it's got tension.
No one said the last name, but my buddy Tommy did.
All right, so what happened to your neighbor?
Picked up the pieces and went to the hospital.
As most folks do with their lives.
That was pieces, plural.
That actually sounds like a divorce.
Afterwards, I picked up my pieces and went.
They put some back together, but he's got, let's call it a stump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically what happens is they can't sew the rough edge to the rough edge, so they cut and cut and make it a little bit short. It's stubby.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. But you have a new nickname, nickname.
Even when they're not running, if you get them jammed up, they're still loaded.
They're bound.
Yeah. So as soon as you release that pressure, ka-doing!
My friend's father has a weirdo hand because he stuck his hand in a clogged snowblower. And
weirdo hand?
Weirdo hand.
Weirdo hand.
That's his nickname now, weirdo hands.
But guess which hand it is? It's the hand you shake. So I almost feel like you should warn the person when you're extending the hand out.
No way.
Oh, no.
If that was
me. I want that look captured.
Me too.
Right.
Well.
Yep. You get the ultimate surprise.
It's like, what is happening?
I don't know what's going on here. What am I holding? Make them blindfold themselves first.
Oh.
Guess what piece of body I'm handing right now? Something feels long and then two short things.
Really nice guy.
Yeah.
Smart dude, just
it happens.
Not everybody thinks.
All it takes is a second.
You just think you could pull that snow out, but that blade is ready to move.
Right. Plus, also
stopped mid whatever.
The time it happened, almost happened to me, was the thing was constantly breaking down, and you get frustrated, and you're like, now what the hell happened? And you reach in, and luckily, I'm like, what am I doing? At the same time,
really?
Yeah. When that thing came loose, my hand was just free.
Oh.
Yeah. But you're not thinking because you're like,
you're just trying to get it done. You've been out here.
I'm cold.
Yes.
I'm wet.
It keeps. Oh,
this blows. Yeah. And next thing you know, doink.
Oh, that's a nice picture of Marshall. Here, I get that.
Oh, yeah.
What's your passcode? Just say it. What is it? Your social security number?
No, I want something good. My buddy Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Yep.
Tommy, Middlesex Hospital.
Mm. Had a boo-boo.
Did something stupid is the headline.
Yep.
Oh, bummer, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't say if how his fingers worked out.
Yeah. Oh, he said he thanked everybody for well
wishes. How stupid. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hope you're okay. Uh-oh. How stupid. Sending prayers, brother. He's going to live, but never put his hand in the snowblower again.
Thank you.
Mary.
Yep. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a scary
injury. You know, the hand is nature's fork. So
you really?
Yes.